With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In about an hour, presidential son Hunter Biden is due on Capitol Hill to be interviewed behind closed doors, part of the House Republicans' impeachment inquiry. GOP lawmakers trying to determine whether President Biden benefited from his son's overseas business dealings and whether Joe Biden's policy decisions have been influenced by Hunter's activities. Michigan has spoken. Former President Trump, far and away, the choice of Republican primary voters. On the Democrat side, it was President Biden, although his handling of the Gaza war did cost him some votes.
Early results showed that Uncommitted had already received more support from Arab Americans than the roughly 11,000 votes by which former President Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in Michigan's 2016 general election. About 20,000 Democrats voted Uncommitted in each of the last three Michigan Democratic presidential primaries. Tuesday's early results suggested that the number could be much higher against Mr. Biden this year. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, at least four big wildfires sweeping across the vast Texas panhandle, prompting many evacuations, forcing a nuclear weapons facility to put its operations on hold. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says the fire danger spreads beyond the panhandle.
The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire danger alerts for several other states throughout the midsection of the country, as high winds of over 40 miles an hour, combined with warm temperatures, low humidity, and dry winter vegetation, make conditions ripe for wildfires.
In the Chicago area, they're cleaning up after a night of violent storms caused a collapse of an apartment building in the northern suburbs, fierce winds, hail, and torrential rains. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures down 101 points. NASDAQ futures are off 72. This is SRN News. With yesterday's Michigan primaries in the record books, all eyes in the political world are now turning to Super Tuesday next week. But with an estimated 40 million Christians choosing to sit out the last election, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, is urging faith-focused voters to head to the polls next Tuesday.
This is a perfect moment for us Christians, please. Go do the right thing, no matter what. Find a candidate that's pro-life. Start there. Well, Jack, they're all sinners. Yes, so are you. So am I. Jesus is not on the ballot. That's not going to happen, okay? The answer's not going to be in the White House. It's not in the State House. It's going to be in God's house. But listen, I believe that because God gave you and I a constitutional republic, don't you dare bury your vote in the sand. Even if we are so outnumbered, at least we'll get judged in the last day before Jesus having done the right thing, rather than sit it out.
Voters in 16 states will decide primary races next week on Super Tuesday. This is SRN News. 25 toxic waste sites in 15 states due for cleanup under a $1 billion infusion in the federal Superfund program.
The money is the third and last installment in $3.5 billion allocated under the 2021 infrastructure law signed by President Biden. It'll help clear a backlog of hazardous sites such as old landfills, mines, and manufacturing facilities targeted by the 44-year-old Superfund program. Sites slated for cleanup include a former smelting plant in East Helena, Montana, and an old textile mill in Greenville, South Carolina.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Chrysler recalling more than 300,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees. A steering wheel issue could cause drivers to lose control. The recall is for 2021 through 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022 through 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee vehicles. More details, SRNNews.com.